Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today. Looking forward to our journey as we talk about a subject today, the death of liberty. The death of liberty. Have you pondered where we are today compared with 2 years ago? Have you considered what's taking place in America today in relationship to our borders, in relationship to the fiat executive orders coming out of the Biden administration, most of which are antithetical to, if not in fact totally detrimental to, faith, family, and the freedom in our nation today? It is Psalms 11, verse 3, that says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In Proverbs, the 29th chapter, and the second verse, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We're finding today what I simply call the mourning of the people as a result of the dictatorial, iron-fisted, communist dictator-style leadership out of the Biden administration, which is destroying our Constitution and thus our Bill of Rights. We're going to talk about that today, some things that AOC is saying, things that Nancy Pelosi is touting in relationship to the capitalistic system and our constitutional republic, and their intent to rework it, rewrite it, remake it, and shred the present fundamental foundational documents of our constitutional republic today. Let me remind you, during the course of this broadcast, we invite your comments. We'd love to hear from you. What do you see taking place? Are you satisfied with the changes in America? Are you satisfied with the leadership? Do you believe that there is a possibility that we have, in fact, watched the death of liberty? Do you believe that America can be revived to where it once was? Do you think that we're in the last of the last days before the rapture of the church and the 7 years of tribulation set in, where these things that we're seeing today all culminate in the demonic, satanic power of one that is called the Antichrist? We're going to talk about a variety of these things today, but we're going to look at it from a biblical worldview. Keep in mind, we talk about truth. In fact, it's the Lord Jesus in John 8, 31 and 32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said, I am truth. Further, the Lord Jesus says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we ought to depend on. Not the lies of the Communist Network News, not the lies coming out of the White House, not the lies of the CDC and the World Health Organization and Dr. Tedros, that, by the way, is not a medical doctor at all. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. And when you speak the truth, when you stand for truth, you're going to be demeaned, belied, and threatened because of truth. And it's a true fact. Even though a secularist, George Orwell, many years ago said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that taking place today. This is the reason I'm repeating what former Senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said when he said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And it goes on to talk about the death of truth and the fact that our real truth is found in the written, revealed Word of God. And he says, and I quote one portion, If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. We find that today. We find the apostasy today, the falling away from the churches. We find today the great delusion that is taking place, that is prophesied in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. We find that taking place today. We find a drug culture that is spoken of in a prophetic text in Revelation 18, 23, that in the final days you'll find a pharmakeia society, a drug society. And we're watching that take place today with the elitist, the socialist, Marxist, communist, arm-in-arm with Big Pharma, that's carrying out the big profits at the loss of millions of human lives around the globe. This is the reason we need to stick to the truth. A theologian of the 15th century and a church reformer, Jan Hus, said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And ladies and gentlemen, I stand with this microphone today, standing to defend the truth, even to death. And I challenge you to make that kind of commitment. Don't wait until you're faced with a lie. Make a commitment to God today that you're going to stand for truth, seek the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, and tell the truth, and you're going to defend the truth, even to death. That's what's needed in America today if we're going to save our nation. That's what's needed today historically around the globe is truth tellers, those that are willing to stand for the truth regardless of what comes, regardless of what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, let me announce to you this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power. That staff can answer all of your questions about professional as well as the homeowner landscape lawn care equipment that you may need. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a good benchmark there, ladies and gentlemen. There's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory. That's the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag and flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the death of liberty. We have less freedom today in America than in the total history of the United States of America. We're finding less freedom, and that less freedom is encroaching on our liberties, our constitutional liberties. It's encroaching on the faith, the family, and the freedom of our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, if we lose those things, we've lost America. If we lose the freedom that we have, if our Bill of Rights are eviscerated, and they're being eviscerated today, and that's being done by executive orders, by fiat legislation, which is unconstitutional and illegal, but it's being done. What the Communist Network News never broadcast is the fact that the Biden administration has been involved in multitudes, in fact, several hundred lawsuits that's against the Biden administration today. Multitudes of them have been adjudicated, and what he's doing, allowing it to take place at the southern border, the courts have already ruled is illegal. He cannot say that they can just come in. The courts have sustained the Trump administration's mandate that anybody coming to the border got to remain in Mexico until the case is heard. The courts have said that that is to be reinstated and to be carried out. The Biden administration simply thumbing their nose at the courts. They refuse to obey what the courts have said. So we're dealing with a renegade, tyrannical, unconstitutional, illegal administration from the Capitol, from the Oval Office, right on through the U.S. House of Representatives, and all of the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats that are in rule today. Their mindset is, we've got a couple of years, that is 2021, 2022. Keep in mind, the election's not till November 2022, the new administration, whatever that may be from the standpoint of the House and the Senate, will not take over until January of 2023. And just a few months is like eternity when it comes to political prowess and what the politicians are doing. They can completely eviscerate, destroy, and surrender our nation to communist China or Russia in that period of time. So it deserves our constant, consistent prayer, asking God to intervene and save America. Deliver us from the evil that is before us. And let me tell you, the Biden administration and every link with it are simply operating on a socialist, Marxist, communist agenda that is detrimental to our constitutional republic, that brings about the death of liberty in our nation. That's where we are today. The Biden administration continues to push, for example, the COVID jab, claiming it's about protecting our health and preserving our lives, when in reality, it's not about COVID, it's about total control. I'm looking at an article that makes that as a de facto statement. Title of the article says it's not about COVID, it's about control. Vaccine mandate is the hill to die on for millions of America. Let me read you about three or four brief paragraphs that will set the stage for the balance of this broadcast today. Let me remind you also that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have your input, your participation, your questions, your comments, your dialogue about this. Title of the article again, it's not about COVID, it's about control. Subtitle says, vaccine mandate is the hill to die on for millions of Americans. The article reads this way. You know, there's an old myth about a frog in a pot. I'm sure you've all heard it. Supposedly, if you put a frog in a pot of boiling water, it will immediately jump out. But if you put a frog in a pot of cold water and slowly turn up the heat and warm the water, it won't notice until it reaches the boiling point, at which point it is too late. The frog is cooked. All the reductions in freedoms that we've undergone in the last few decades have ratcheted up astronomically since the COVID scare. But the Biden administration's recently vaccine mandates, he may have just thrown the frog into the boiling water. In other words, he moved too quickly, this writer says. Lots of people have said that they would never get the vaccine for a variety of reasons. But now that the Biden administration has imposed mandates, there are screams of outrage. In short, millions of people are facing job losses in light of these mandates. For the vast majority, mandates have made them more eager to get the vaccine. It's done the exact opposite. It has become the hill that they are willing to die on. Ironically, this writer says, considering the COVID and the vaccines are, in hit theory, a medical issue, the medical system is one of the most pivotal industries under attack. Endless medical professionals are being silenced, threatened with firings, threatened with job loss, threatened with the loss of credentials, all of the above if they speak out on what they're seeing and refuse to take the jab themselves. This article reads further. And I've got two brief paragraphs. Why are these healthcare professionals refusing the vaccine? What are they seeing that we don't? As it turns out, they're seeing thousands of people hospitalized with serious and life-threatening complications directly related to the COVID vaccine. They're seeing thousands more who have contracted COVID despite being double vaccinated. They're seeing that being vaccinated doesn't stop people from the contagion. In short, they're learning that the vaccines do no good, but much harm, end quote. The final portion of the article, it says, recently a Detroit news reporter who was seeking stories of loved ones who died, listen to this carefully, seeking stories of loved ones who had died with COVID-19 after refusing the vaccination, got a surprise when the station's Facebook page was flooded with stories of loved ones who were injured or died, not from the virus, but from the shot. Last I checked, this writer is stating, there were 214,000 comments, 194,000 shares. I'm kind of surprised that Facebook hasn't taken the page down. The vast majority of those people who posted comments are not pleased with the COVID vaccine requirement, to put it very mildly. Comically, Fauci says, it may take many, many more vaccine mandates to get the pandemic under control. This is baloney, of course. If they wanted to get the pandemic under control, they would universally prescribe ivermectin, and the pandemic would be over within weeks, as happened exactly recently in India. But you'll notice they're not. It should be abundantly clear by now that this isn't about COVID. It is entirely about control. Ladies and gentlemen, Intervectim, I believe I'm pronouncing it right, Intervectim, which is the, they claim is a dewormer for horses, has been found to be absolutely a highly beneficial prophylactic for COVID-19. If administered within the first 3 to 5 days of contracting the deadly man-made pathogen called COVID-19, it is said to be highly effective in the preventing of further sickness or death as a result of the pathogen entering into the body. But ladies and gentlemen, we understand what is taking place. Those that know the truth will make a decision based on truth. Yet there are a lot of people today making the decision they need to take the jab simply because of panic and fear, some out of pride saying, I have the vaccine and you don't. In fact, I read an article recently that said about 97% of those that had polled by a internet survey said that they had left friendships of, with others, deleted the friendships with others that have simply dropped others as friends that did not get the vaccine. There's the mindset that I have mine, I'm prideful, I'm not going to have anything to do with you, non-vaxxers, as they're called. Well, you can call it a non-vaxxer if you like, but I have discovered based on my research that multitudes that have said no to the vaccine are not crazy, they're not dummies, they're not stupid, they're not idiots, as Don Lemon on the Communist Network News said. They're highly informed, having read, researched, and continued the research to make the personal decision not to. This is the reason about 800,000 in the military have said no. This is the reason that the majority of doctors and nurses across America are abandoning good jobs and good paychecks and positions in hospitals when they walked out saying, we're not taking the vaccine. We need to analyze that and understand, ladies and gentlemen, that what we see taking place today in America is that our political elite are now our dictators. We, the people, are simply demanded to bow to the tyrant's fiat decisions. Which are these decisions they're making, the direction that they're forcing America into, has nothing to do with your health of mind, nothing to do with saving lives, nothing to do with anything but direct control, making unconstitutional, illegal orders to carry it out. The Bible, ladies and gentlemen, speaks much about a political agenda like that. The Bible talks about leaders that are out of out for self and want to abandon the needs of the people. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just read you four verses from Ezekiel 34 and see how this sounds in your ears in relationship to what we see in America today. It is absolutely mind-boggling, and yet it ought not to be because God's Word covers what is past, present, and future in relationship to this old world. God's Word tells us from cover to cover what to expect, what we've seen in the past, what will take place in the present, and where this old world's going in the future. God's Word says in Ezekiel chapter 34, and the word of the Lord came unto me saying, this is Ezekiel speaking, the human writer, speaking and writing what God says. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds. And by the way, the term shepherds in Ezekiel and Jeremiah, not only talking about the spiritual leaders, but also the political leaders, depending on the context. This context is talking about those political leaders in particular. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord, God unto the shepherds. Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Verse 3, ye eat of the fat, ye clothe with the wool, ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled over them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that could be speaking directly to America today. And I believe in application it is. In the context, it was speaking to the political leaders of Israel, but in the sense of the application, it applies today. And God's word is saying, if you can let the Youngblood paraphrased vernacular summarize what was said, God says, I'm going to judge the leaders in America that is absolutely out for self and destroying the flock of which they're supposed to be leading and protecting and feeding. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about Joe Biden, the cognitively depleted, if you call it the Manchurian president, the Trojan horse. Joe Biden is not making decisions. Joe Biden simply, they walk in with a stack of papers and say, sign here. And he says, what is this? They said, it doesn't matter. Just sign it. And that's exactly what he's doing. He cannot carry out a speech. He cannot answer questions. He cannot stand before a group of reporters unless it is predetermined the reporter that he's to call on that already has the question. And he already has on a note card the answer that he needs to give them. Now, I don't know how long that'll last. I've said for since January that I believe by the end of the year, he will no longer be cover for what's taking place in Washington. I believe what we have today is a cognitively inept, unable, depleted human being that they are manipulating. And behind the scenes, it's Barack Hussein Obama carrying out his third term of what he said he wanted to do was to fundamentally change the United States of America. We're watching that take place. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe today it is we find that our leaders, because of their selfishness, because of their desire for the globalist and the one world order that they're trying to usher in, that they have abandoned the needs of the people. Our national freedom today has been taken away by the socialist, Marxist, communist government operating out of the White House in Washington, D.C. Now, you might say, that's a little tough. That's a strong. You prove me wrong. You show me any evidence of the contrary. In fact, we have already started noticing a floundering of the Communist Network News and others in the social media and big tech that is also, that are also questioning Joe Biden and his cognitive ability and what he's doing in the United States of America. I'll read you some of those comments later in this broadcast, but I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned. I'm concerned two or threefold. I'm concerned, number one, with the faith that's being destroyed in America, where people are putting faith in government and not faith in God. I'm concerned about our freedoms in America today, where the religious liberties and the freedom of speech are being quashed by executive orders, edicts coming out of the White House that are promulgated from Barack Hussein Obama that's being carried out to fundamentally change America. Now, when Barack Obama said that several years ago, that he would fundamentally change America, most did not have the wisdom to understand what he was saying. And Joe Biden comes on the scene, says, we're going to build back better. To build something back, you've got to tear down what is there. Build back better is the mantra of communism. It's the mantra of Karl Marx. And that's exactly what Joe Biden is doing, but using the term build back better. So I want us to realize today, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the death of liberty in the United States of America. And I don't know about you, but I love my freedom. I love America. I love the United States flag. I love to drive by any place and see a gigantic flag flowing with the lights on it at night. It just gives absolute goosebumps, if you will, to see that because of what it stands for. It stands for liberty. It stands for freedom. It stands for our Constitution. It stands for our Bill of Rights. It stands for the blood that's been spilled on foreign soil for all of these years to defend our freedom. And I don't know about you, but I'm heartbroken to see that freedom being eviscerated and to see the silence, it seems, by so many in the Republican Party. I don't know about you, but I've not seen the Republican Party that would have done anything that would be worthy of me saying that we need to contribute to the Republican National Committee. And I'm saying that just in response to what I see taking place. Yes, I'd love to see a change in Washington. I'd like to see a removal of most of those in the Democratic Party positions. But I'm unwilling to cast a ballot for an individual that's now saying, you put us back in office, we're going to fix this problem. Well, they had an opportunity in 2017, 2018 to fix the problem. They were going to cancel Obamacare. They didn't. In fact, most of the Republican Party behind the scenes were trying to undermine President Donald J. Trump that I believe God, by direct intervention, put him in office. I am disappointed with the rhinos in Washington, and I'm praying that the Trump PAC that is operating today will be able to get good people in office, good men that's willing to stand for truth in office and face the firing squad if necessary to stand for the truth and stand for our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, our freedom today, being destroyed. Our freedom today, the national liberty, is being taken away from us. Now the Biden administration, by its socialist, Marxist, communist, operating in the White House in Washington, Joe Biden is only the face, the name, the body that sits in the Oval Office. He's only the puppet, as I said a moment ago. Here's an article that gives a little indication of some of the sadness, the trauma that's taking place in America as a result of Biden administration. This is from Matt Staver, Liberty Council. By the way, go to the Liberty Council website, and you'll find a link there that will give you any of the documents you need for a religious exemption at your work, religious exemption for military, and they prepared these documents. I commend it to you. I ask you to go to that site, download the documents if you need a religious exemption form and document, use it. Here's what Matt Staver says in one of his latest newsletters. Sadly, a Marine is facing the brig, that's jail, for requesting a religious exemption from the COVID shots. Then he will face a dishonorable discharge proceedings. Military service members we represent are being told that no religious exemptions will be accepted. Christians are being ridiculed by some military leaders. Liberty Council is helping tens of thousands of people. Notice it didn't say thousands, tens of thousands. The last account that I had, as far as Liberty Council is concerned, they're working with and trying to fend off the sharks and defend the liberties of some 30 to 50,000 people. This article says Liberty Council is helping tens of thousands of people, including service members, employees, and students, all desperately trying to avoid the forced COVID shots. Further, it says in this article, from 2008 to 2012, Obama-Biden administration decimated the military, running their ideological enemies out of the services. Biden is trying to purge the military once again. In February, Biden's Secretary of Defense said the military needed to be purged. Now Biden is using the COVID shots to force good men and good women out of the military services. Ladies and gentlemen, he's using the COVID mandate as a reason to vet the military to determine those that are conservatives, those that are Republicans, those that are Christians, force them out of the military. Once, if this is successful, once Biden does that, we will have a weakened, inept, inability military to carry out anything of protecting the United States of America. But keep in mind, that's no worry, no fret for Biden. That's no fret, no worry for Bernie Sanders. That's not a fret and concern for Bernie Sanders. That's not a worry and concern for Nancy Pelosi. That's not a worry and concern for Chuck Schumer or AOC. They are wanting to see America depleted of its strength. It was Barack Hussein Obama that said America ought not to be a superpower, but only on the level of every other nation, including third world nations. There's a goal to decimate the military. This article says further, we're receiving desperate calls from service members pleading for help. Help us, help them, this article says. Regardless of all the existing laws, he will shortly be going to the brig, speaking of this one that he just spoke of, unless he has some sort of legal counsel. He will end up being dishonorably discharged, wrote a distraught father. The chaplain is no help. The JAG office, that's the military attorneys, won't even talk with him. The worried father continued. The Marine's dad worried that nothing can be done until after his son is sent to the military brig. It is illegal to lie to military members, telling them that they have no religious freedom. And it is also a lie that the Pfizer shot is FDA approved. It's not. Biotech companies, contrarywise, say that it's not approved, but it is not available and will not be for some time, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with a tyrannical dictatorship form of government today that's destroying the liberties and the freedoms in America. We ought to stand up, speak up, be heard, and say, no, not on my watch, not going to allow this to take place. We need to stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We've got a lot more to go after the news break. Hang in there. We'll be right back with Let's Face the Issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.